just use this to advance the slides, and also please repeat questions that you're asked because it's being recorded.
Sure. Thank you, Nisa. Good afternoon. My talk is about breeding and genetic research in cauliflower gerbers. Gerber has been probably widely used in the United States and in many other countries. You see them as cauliflowers and the pot plants or garden plants. But production of cut gerbers in the United States has been limited to previously to California and Florida, but now no more growers in Florida anymore. But so only production in California. In California, cut rose used to be the number one cut flowers, but now Gerber is the number one cut flower in California. According to the USDA surveys, California growers produce 100 to 120 million stems each year, generating about $32 to $36 million a year. So that's pretty, you know, big in California. In the world, Dutch flower auction, according to their data, several years ago in 2010, 938 million stems were sold. That's about 30 to 40% increase compared to data in 10 years ago, in 1999. At that time, about 626 million stems. So according to this production volume and also economic value, now cut gerber is among the number four, number five most popular, most important cut flowers in the world. Major production in the world, major producers in the world are the Netherlands, Colombia, Ecuador, United States, and also in North America, there are Canada, Mexico growers. There are other countries including Israel, China, India, Korea, Japan, and etc. So, you know, Gerber, the genus was established in 1737, but didn't become a flower, right? They grow, garden plants until the species Gerber jamesonia was discovered in South Africa. So this plant have known flowers, so can naturally they can be used as cut flowers. But the flowers from today's point of view, the flowers are very low quality, very few petals, and the petals are pretty loose. So breeding has played a very important role in developing gerbers into a popular flower. So nowadays, their breeding have produced more than several thousand varieties. Currently, there are more than 1,000 varieties in commercial production, and there are some big companies that can produce more than 100 new varieties each year. So it's very important. There are many breeding companies that are working on this. The breeding approach that has been used mainly in the early days, inter-hybridization between Gerber jamesonia and Gerber viridifolia, but nowadays mostly just crosses between or among commercial varieties and the breeding lines. So not much inter-specific hybridization has been used. So after crosses are made, they have gone, the new breeding lines have gone through extensive screening and testing, then the new varieties are propagated by tissue culture exclusively. Other breeding approaches, people mentioned, but I don't think they have been widely used in cauliflower gerber breeding. So color is very important for all the flowers, especially cut flowers. So in cut gerber, there are many different flowers from white, cream, yellow to red, orange, purple. I guess the only missing color probably is the blue. And according to biochemistry study, we can divide the varieties into four groups. And the first group is that those varieties containing only pelargonidine. Second group is that those containing only cyanidine. And then there are some varieties containing both pelargonidine and cyanidine. And then the white, cream, yellow, they don't contain the pelargonidine or cyanidine. Then the genetic control of flower corner in cut Gerber is very similar to, you know, what has been discovered in other plants. So they have a similar anthocyanin biosynthesis pathway. So several genes in the pathway has been cloned, including three Chacon synthesis genes and also four DFR alleles have been cloned in Gerbers. And then flower types, Gerbers have a composite flower head, and according to, based on the length of the, I guess on each flower head, there are three types of florets. You have the ray florets, then in the center disc florets, then between the ray and the disc florets are the trans florets. So based on the length of the trans florets, you can divide Gerber flowers into three types: single, semi-double, double, and nowadays they are fully crested. According to a genetic study that was done in North Carolina by Dr. Knuth, this trait is controlled by a locus with three alleles, CDRD, CR, and CR, for the recessive single. And so he proposed three alleles. Then in transgenic research and the molecular study, they identified the two transcriptor factor genes, GHCY3, GHCY4. When you overexpress this, you can get the similar genotypes. But genetically, the relationship has not been established, only based on molecular biological data. Then also a new type is called the spider type. So this the newer one. So the ray petals are split into 3, 5, or 8. So the flower looks very different. So this one is controlled by the FP locus. And in molecular study, they find that when GHCY2 gene is disrupted, you get this type of phenotype. And then flower size, yield, and wasp knife, they're very important for cut Gerber, and they have, plant breeding have made huge progress in this area. Now, cut Gerber varieties are generally divided into two types, standard varieties or mini varieties. So the standard cut Gerbers have flowers up from 4 to 5 inches. Some varieties have up to 6-inch flowers. So the mini Gerbers have a flower size between 2.5 and 3.5 inches. So the mini type has been very popular, especially in Europe. According to the survey, now 6% of the Gerbers in the market belongs to mini type. In the United States, we prefer the standard type. Then flower yield, also a huge stride has been made in this area. Generally, each plant can produce 20 flowers a year, but some varieties, they can produce up to 45, which is more than doubled. So generally, the mini type Gerber can produce a lot of more flowers. There was a huge genetic study that was done in California about 15 to 25 years ago. So the trait flower yield was determined to be a quantitative trait with a no narrow sense heritability. And also in wasp knife, a huge progress have been made in this area. Early varieties have flowers that can only last for 3, 4, 5 days. But nowadays, it's very common that the flowers can last 10 to 14 days. There are even some varieties But their flowers can last, 24 days. So very long-lasting varieties. This is also a quantitative trait, but with very low narrow sense heritability. The estimated heritability is about 0.18 to 0.38. So very low, even lower than the heritability for flower yield. Then, in this stage, dark center flowers and the bicolor flowers have become very popular. So, the dark center provide a good color contrast with the red florets, and this one was determined to be controlled by a single dominant gene called DC. And now the dark center is available in many cultivars. And then the bicolor flowers, this type of coloration pattern can be due to the accumulation of anthocyanins in different types of florets or different parts of the florets or even different sections of the red petals. So you see a lot of new varieties in this area. This is not as common in garden type Gerber, but is pretty common in Gerbers. And so far we don't know the genetics, but most likely this has something to do with the transcription factor genes. And then breeders are looking for new traits. I will list a number of new traits here. The first one is called the leafy stem flowers. Normally, cut Gerbers have a long peduncle or stem, which is leafless. But in recent years, a company has found a new type of Gerber flowers with five or even more small leaves on the stems or peduncle. The benefit they say is that generally, currently, the Gerber flowers you have to harvest when they are fully open. So the fully open flowers are very prone to be damaged during the shaping and the marketing process. But they said that with this type of Gerber, the flowers can be harvested when the flowers are in their bud stage. So these flowers can be harvested early and shaped during the bud stage. So potentially you can avoid a lot of damage. And they have a new name called for this type of Gerber. They call the Gerfonia. I haven't seen in the market, but according to them, they have some varieties. I have a picture here. And then they have pollen-free flowers. As I mentioned, the commercial Gerbers are harvested when they start to shed pollen. But this pollen can, drop onto other flowers or even closes other places. So can cause a mess. So they are developing pollen-free flowers. And then also they have found some Gerbers, they can produce twisted petals. So they had a picture, but recently I couldn't find it. But this one, I don't know the commercial value, but there are some breeders are interested in introducing this twisted petals into new varieties. Then disease resistance. Diseases have been a big problem in commercial production. I listed two major diseases here. The first one is powdery mildew resistance. Powdery mildew, this is common on cut Gerbers, pot Gerbers, or garden Gerbers. But this is especially a problem for cut Gerber production. So mainly they have relied on chemicals to control powdery mildew. Nowadays, several Gerber lines have been found to resist to powdery mildew. In North Carolina, they found two lines, and the resistance was determined to be controlled by one single gene called PMR1. In our project, we found one line called UFG31-19. according to our study, this resistance in this line is a quantitative trait controlled by two CoTLs. And then botrytis resistance is very important for Kapler-Gerber production. Several breeding lines have been found partially resistant, and then they found there are 20 CoTLs controlling this. They identified some candidate genes. And then also people are developing molecular markers, linkage groups, and also doing genetic transformation, but the Gerber has a large genome and also 25 linkage groups, so it's pretty difficult here. And also the genome is probably 60% in 150% not in the genome of human. So currently sequencing data is limited in Gerber, but I think we know the technologies are advancing very fast. I guess the main issue is that the lack of funding. If the funding is available, I think we can overcome these limitations. So that's all I have. I don't know if I run out. Okay, thank you very much.